Welcome to this special cardiology issue of Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We asked MD Anderson cardiologist Dr. Jean Bernard, or J.B. Durand, and medical oncologist Dr. Mark Pegram to respond to real but de-identified cases with important cardiologic issues from the practices of Drs. Gracie Joshua, Bill Harwin, and Carolyn Hendricks. But prior to this tumor panel, I met with Dr. Dennis Slayman for his views on this important issue, both in HER2-negative and HER2-positive disease. Dr. Slayman began our conversation by reviewing the background on cardiac issues with trastuzumab.
So the background for this whole question of trastuzumab and what you should use it with comes from the fact that we demonstrated that trastuzumab alone in the preclinical models had a real benefit, but when used in combination with chemotherapy had even more of a benefit. That led to the clinical trials testing trastuzumab with chemotherapy-based regimens. The traditional approach has always been, when you get a new drug, to add it to the drugs we already use. But with these biologics, we have to ask the question, does the biologic alter in any way the efficacy of the drug that we're traditionally using, or drugs? And also ask the question, is there any unique toxicity profile that comes up with these biologics when we throw them into the mix? And one of the things that was clear from the registrational trial that first got trastuzumab approved was that the only significant safety signal that came out of that trial was that we were increasing the incidence of cardiac dysfunction, and in particular congestive heart failure, in women who got trastuzumab on anthracycline-based regimens. That's indeed the entire reason why, when it's used today with anthracyclines, it's AC followed by TH. If you give the H on top of the A, you really take that incidence way up. If you give it after the A, like you do in the current regimen, it increases about almost fourfold, but it's not as high as you get when you give it with the anthracycline.